In a world where magic and forgotten technology blend into an uneasy coexistence, the quiet village of Shady Vale harbors an unlikely hero. Shay Ohmsford, a young man with slightly pointed ears betraying his mixed heritage, lives blissfully unaware of his destiny until a towering stranger named Alanan arrives with disturbing news. The ancient warlock lord, once a brilliant druid corrupted by dark magic, has returned from centuries of presumed death. His twisted servants, the terrifying Skullbearers, now hunt Shay across the four lands. Why Shay? Because in his veins flows the last trace of Jurl Shannara's bloodline, the only heritage capable of wielding the legendary sword of Shannara against this rising darkness. When a winged nightmare appears outside their window, Shay and his adoptive brother Flick flee into the night with nothing but mysterious blue elf stones and the crushing weight of being the world's last hope. This isn't just another fantasy realm. It's our Earth, thousands of years after civilization destroyed itself in the Great Wars. Ancient ruins lie buried beneath centuries of soil, while humans have evolved into distinct races. Diplomatic elves, crafting dwarves, nomadic trolls, and the scattered kingdoms of men. Through Shay's eyes, we experience the terrifying reality of being thrust into a conflict spanning centuries with nothing but fragmented knowledge and the haunting certainty that darkness is always just one step behind. What makes an unlikely hero succeed where armies fail? The people who stand beside him. As Shay and Flick journey toward Cullhaven, they gather a diverse fellowship. Many in Leah, a carefree Highland hunter whose flippancy masks deep loyalty, Balinor, Callahorn's exiled prince, Hendel, a taciturn dwarf warrior, and the elven brothers Durin and Dale. Each brings unique strengths: Balinor's leadership, Hendel's courage, Menyon's resourcefulness, and the elven brothers' woodland skills. Even Flick grows into his role, earning rare praise from Alanan after cleverly suggesting how to cross a chasm when their bridge collapses. Their journey takes them through ancient forests, where trees might be enemies, across wastelands, and into treacherous mountains. With each challenge, these companions forge bonds stronger than their differences, a living example of how unity might save the fractured Forelands from the northern darkness. In the Four Lands, history isn't just studied, it's survived. Alanan reveals their world emerged from catastrophic wars thousands of years ago when advanced civilization destroyed itself. From these ashes arose the diverse races, while fragments of ancient science were preserved by scholars who formed the Druid Council at Paranor. This history actively shapes the present crisis. The warlock lord was once Brona, a druid who chose forbidden shortcuts to power. His corruption led Bremen to forge the sword of Shannara against his inevitable return. Our companions traverse landscapes permanently scarred by ancient conflicts. The barren lowlands where nothing grows. The black oaks twisted by magical experiments gone wrong. The Hall of Kings, with its sphinxes and banshees, stands as testament to forgotten civilizations whose mistakes still haunt the present. The sword itself subverts fantasy expectations. Its power comes not from magical strength, but from truth itself, effective only when the wielder faces their own inner truths. When raging waters separate Shay from his companions, the splintered fellowship embarks on parallel journeys that reveal different facets of the imperiled world while converging toward the final confrontation. Shay is rescued by unlikely allies, Panamon Creel, a flamboyant one-handed thief with a pike prosthetic, and Keltset, a mute rock troll whose intelligence challenges Shay's prejudices. Together, they pursue the deranged gnome who has seized the sword of Shannara. Alanan and Flick infiltrate enemy territory to rescue the captured elven king, with the once timid Flick showing remarkable courage disguised as a gnome. Balinor, Hendel, and the elven brothers race to warn Callahorn of invasion, only to find Balinor's brother has usurped the throne, creating a desperate rush to rally defenses. Many and Leah rescues Cheryl Ravenlock and coordinates an entire city's evacuation. The former carefree hunter now making decisions affecting thousands. Crisis reveals character as each companion rises to challenges they never imagined, proving heroism often emerges from ordinary people in extraordinary circumstances. Shay's journey culminates in the Warlock Lord's domain after tracking Oral Fane through the Northland and infiltrating the enemy fortress. When he finally claims the sword, he faces disappointment. Nothing happens. No magical burst, no instant destruction of evil. Instead, the sword forces Shay to confront uncomfortable truths about himself, every jealousy, half-truth, and selfish motivation he's ever harbored. This reveals the novel's most profound insight. The sword's power lies not in physical force, but in revealing truth. When the Warlock Lord appears, a tall form shrouded in black robes with only darkness beneath the hood, he tries to overwhelm Shay with paralyzing fear. Following Alanan's guidance to believe in the sword, Shay realizes the fear is merely illusion and forces the sword against his enemy, compelling the ancient being to confront the truth that Bronan died centuries ago. Unlike Shay, who accepted his human frailties, the Warlock Lord cannot bear this truth and disintegrates. The final battle is won through self-knowledge and willingness to see reality clearly. Victory demands sacrifice. Kelsit dies holding up a collapsing ceiling to save Shay and Panamon. Later, the injured Panamon makes his stand against pursuers, urging Shay onward as mountains collapse around them. Grief-stricken, Shay wanders before being rescued and reunited with his companions in Tirsis. The toll is heavy. Hendel gravely wounded, Durin with a permanently damaged arm, and countless soldiers dead defending the city. These sacrifices demonstrate that freedom requires vigilance and willing sacrifice. The four lands are saved by individual choices. Kelsit's final stand, Acton charging through enemy lines, Balinor choosing duty over family, and Alanan confronting his fears about the sword's truth-revealing power. The companions part ways. The Omsford brothers return to Shady Vale, forever changed. The sword rests in Tirsis People's Park beneath an inscription honoring freedom, peace, and truth, awaiting darkness's potential return. In a final moment of joy, Shay and Flick learn that Panamon has somehow survived to return the lost elf stones, proving not all that seems lost is truly gone. The power of this epic tale lies in watching ordinary individuals rise to extraordinary challenges. Shay defeats the Warlock Lord through inner strength and truth rather than magic or combat. All companions undergo transformation. Flick overcomes timidity, Menyon becomes a respected leader, and Balinor transcends betrayal to defend his kingdom. The novel demonstrates how history shapes the present. Ancient mistakes influence current conflicts generations later. The Great Wars created conditions for the Warlock Lord's rise, while Bremen's foresight in creating the sword provided the means for his defeat. As the companions part ways, we see that while this battle is won, the larger struggle between truth and illusion continues. The sword remains in Tirsis, awaiting future need, a reminder that each generation must defend freedom. In every age, darkness gathers, and ordinary people must find courage to stand against it.